DeSantis has started hiring staff and he's made some political appointments. Do you see a trend emerging in those choices?
Yeah, I think the trend is he's picking experienced hands in Tallahassee who know how to operate here and who have a lot of background. And I think that's good. He does not have a lot of background in Tallahassee, very little. And I think he recognizes that, and he's picking people who do, and one assumes he's going to listen to him.
What kind of reception do you see DeSantis getting overall with his appointments so far?
Well, I think it's good. I think people, he's picked some Democrats. He's picked some people who, as he said, who have a lot of experience. I know there were some people that didn't particularly like the choice for Commissioner of Education.
Richard Corcoran.
But Corcoran has a lot of experience in education as well. So that may be a more of an ideological choice. And that sort of fits in with some of the campaign issues. But I think a lot of governors do that. You know, there's the campaign and then there's governing. And one would hope that they would be a real distinction. And I think it looks like that's going to be a distinction with DeSantis.
And so we know that he has chosen a couple of Democrats for key positions. So he's shown a willingness to cross the aisle to put the people that he thinks are appropriate into place. When have we seen that?
You know, not as often as you would like, I think. I think what really makes it striking today is that with this polarization that we see in Washington and on the campaign trail, to see somebody do it makes us feel pretty good about the process.
What do you think DeSantis's choices so far tell us about the way he will lead?
My guess would be that he's willing to listen, that he's not coming in with a big agenda on his own, that he's bringing people on who will give him good advice and then he will make decisions on that advice. I don't see a lot of evidence, with maybe the exception of education, that he's coming in really with a strong ideological bent that he's going to drain the swamp in Tallahassee. I think he's really coming in looking to be a responsible governor.
How do you think his actions or decisions so far differ from the way he ran his campaign for governor?
Well, he didn't talk much about issues, actually. So there was a real concern, I think, on a lot of people about what he was going to do when he was governor, because it was a very a campaign very much tied to Trump. And there wasn't very much on Florida at all. And I think that was a disappointment to a lot of people, because the governor really isn't an accolade of the president, but it is somebody who is the key person to make policy and implement policy in Florida. So I'm really happy that there seems to be a real distinction in his mind between what he did on the campaign and what he's doing now.
Do you think there are any particular similarities possibly in the way DeSantis will govern compared to Rick Scott? Do you have any inkling of that so far?
It's hard to know. My sense at this point is that he's a better listener. I think Scott did come in with a lot of ideas, although he didn't have much experience in Tallahassee as well.
So as far as being a better listener, Scott came in with ideas that he implemented.
Quickly.
Period. Yeah, quickly. And DeSantis, you think, is going to really listen?
It's hard to know. He could come in and come down with a whole list. But my sense is so far that he's making decisions very carefully. He's rolling out these positions slowly. It looks like he's taking his time. He's talking to people. So I think, you know, so far he's doing what's exactly right. I guess the only other thing is I'm looking for a little more diversity. I haven't seen a lot of diversity. In an ideal world, I would put some more women in some of these top positions, and certainly a little more diversity in race and ethnicity.
Carol Weisert, thank you very much.
You're welcome.